An Aspiring Novelist with a Crippling Addiction to Gay Alien Porn by Spurbanite. Read by Brickgrass. Summary. Title translation for Alternian readers, in which the alien protagonist attempts to bond more closely with his male troll friend, about whom he has confused romantic feelings via the medium of erotic literature writing. Rated 8 plus sweeps for mentions of equipment of a sexual nature, genitalia, concupiscent activities, and frequent Freudian slips. Chapter 1. Turntech Godhead, TG, began pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. TG. Yo, carcat. TG. I found your crab top scuttling around the labs like a creeper. TG. It nearly made me shit my goddamn jammies. TG. Bumping into a dude when he's fuck deep in some epic meets and you also happen to be a semi-sentient bug top thing is not cool. CG. Thank fuck for that. The damn thing wanders off if I forget to put it to sleep properly. CG. I was worried it had fallen down some stairs or something. TG. I see what you did there, carcat. TG. I warned you about trying to goad me into predictable jokes, bro. TG. I told you, dog. CG. Anyway, can you bring it back to my respite block? The button to retract the legs is on the back. TG. Carcat, are you telling me to push your button? TG. Dude, I'll caress that button into next week. TG. The button will ache for my sweet touch for sweeps after I disappear into the night, whispering softly. TG. Our love can never be, for we are from two different worlds. CG. Are you done? CG. I'm sick of typing on this shitty palm husk. CG. Interacting with you is much less satisfying when I can't hammer a keyboard into submission. TG. You're no fun anymore, man. TG. Anyway, speaking of hammering things into submission, TG, you totally left this thing unlocked before it took its afternoon constitutional. CG, Strider, there is nothing in my files that could possibly interest you, so get your disgusting human cartilage nub and sticky little tree beast frondlets out of there. TG, oh, I beg to differ. TG, and I'm not the only one begging, dude. TG, this novel you've been writing is some pretty kinky shit. CG. Fuck you. It's a perfectly normal troll romance, and there's no way you could possibly appreciate even a tiny percentage of its brilliance. TG. Irance felt Poyuza's gaze upon him and thrilled at the attention. To most, this dance was a tedious expression of high-blooded privilege. But to Irance, it was his chance to catch his master's eye. This was his night. And he knew he made a food slave's outfit look every bit as ravishing as any royal robes. A little subtle tailoring had ensured that the whole room would spend the evening with their eyes glued to him, but there was only one he aimed to enrapture. TG. Seriously, Vantus, you have some kind of status kink, don't ya? TG. Or like, I'm a low-blood slave, look at my ass. CG. This is gold-quality prose, and you know it. CG. And the character is not some shoddy self-insert, you ignorant nook-sniffer. CG. These characters have more depth than you do behind those moronic shades, and they don't even exist. TG. That's cool, man, whatever you're into. TG. I'm a pretty big deal, carcat. I'm surprised you haven't been throwing yourself at me. TG. Offended, even. CG. Oh, please. CG. You are the smallest deal on this meteor, Dave. CG. Even the mayor has some semblance of responsibility, if only over a bunch of inanimate can people. CG. Your sole purpose is making sure we have someone to calibrate the asshole meter against. CG. Otherwise, there's a danger we might actually start to think Vriska is a decent person. TG. Wow. Not sure who got burned worse there. TG. I think Circuit, but it's close. CG. You're welcome. TG. Anyway. TG. Poyuz took the delicacy between two claws, careful that his strength did not cause him to crush the fragile sugar shell. His eyes met Arantz's as he took a bite, his fangs flashing wickedly. Leaning toward his young servant, Poyuz whispered softly into his ear, "Hey babe, you want a piece of this hot shit? 'Cause I'm offering my bulge on a plate here." CG: "I swear to God, if you are actually editing my work, I will end you." CG: "Fucking end you." CG: "God-tier powers don't mean shit when your limbs have been scattered strategically across the meteor." CG: "Good luck coming back to life when your head is in a separate fucking time zone from your body, douche lord." TG: "Nah man, I'm just messing with you." TG: "It's not bad, TBH. CG: "Tell me something I don't know. I'm a motherfucking literary genius." TG: "I mean, it's cliche as fuck, but at least it's well written." TG: "It's kinda like every single yaoi in the hidden folder on Rose's laptop, plot-wise." CG: "Do you have no concept of privacy, Strider?" CG: "Stop snooping around other people's computing devices, because I will not hesitate to show everyone that folder of selfies on your stupid phone." CG: "The one I copied to use for leverage." CG: "I'm sure Terezi would be very entertained by your array of stoic douchebag poses." CG: "Not to mention the one of you in your underwear and a sombrero." TG: "Now who's a privacy hypocrite, Vantus?" TG: "You didn't tell me you were Tony Hawk, bro." TG: "'Cause that was a sick, nasty 180. CG: "I believe the human word is checkmate, fuckface." CG: "Don't leave your phone lying around if you don't want me indulging my completely understandable curiosity about your alien technology." TG: "Fair enough." TG: "But only because I know for a fact you've been tugging one out to my sensual duck face pics." CG: "The number of facts you know would fit on one side of an adhesive notification square." TG: "We all know you're stry curious, Carcat." TG: "Now that's what I call a totally understandable curiosity." CG: "I'm curious as to why you're spinning out, 'Hey Carcat, I found your host top,' into a mammoth babble fest at my expense." CG: "Feeling attention starved, are we, Strider?" TG: "Maybe." TG: "I seriously haven't seen anyone for like 3 days. TG: "Is there some kind of snarky Broads Anonymous meeting happening that we weren't invited to?" CG: "Fuck if I know." CG: "Best to let them get on with that horseshit. I'd rather have my entrails pulled out through my seed flap with a rusty sickle than sit and listen to Vriska fellate her own ego." TG: "True dat." TG: "Hey, how much more of this thing are you going to write?" CG: "It's not even close to finished. As you would know if you'd bothered to actually read it." TG: "Could I, like..." TG: "Help with it, maybe?" CG: "What possible reason would there be for me to let you help? As if you even could help. We both know you turn your nose up into the stratosphere at any sign of high-quality romantic literature." TG: "I'm so bored, man." TG: "Plus, I've got a unique alien perspective." CG: "I don't need an alien perspective, Strider." CG: "It's a novel about trolls, set in Alternia, for trolls to read." CG: "Not nosy humans who wouldn't know a decent plotline if it smacked them over the head." TG: "Oh, come on, Carcat." TG: "Just let me proofread it or something." TG: "Seriously, dude, I'm going to become one with my bed soon if I don't have an excuse to get up every day." TG: "Plus, it's way more interesting reading something you wrote as opposed to random troll Mills and Boone shit." CG: "I'll pass, thanks." CG: "I'll admit that you made a supremely unconvincing argument, however." TG: "Are you sure, man?" TG: "I found like 15 typos already, and you really need to get a thesaurus." TG: "There are other adjectives out there besides smouldering and heaving." TG: "Just a heads up." CG. Ugh, fine. CG. I graciously permit you to correct the spelling errors for me. CG. I trust that won't be beyond your feeble human intelligence. TG. Nah, dude. TG. I can handle correcting pubic to public. TG. Seriously, Carcat. Fucking phrasing. There's like three of those. CG. What exactly am I supposed to find amusing about missing out the L in public? TG. I'll tell you when you're older. Tuntech Godhead. TG. Ceased pestering carcinogeneticist. CG. Chapter 2. Tuntech Godhead. TG. Began pestering carcinogeneticist. CG. TG. Okay, so I get that earwax is all hot for Poyo Pop Fever. TG. On account of he's rich and studly or whatever. TG. But he seems like kind of a douche, TBH. CG. He's a high blood, Dave. TG. Douchiness among the upper classes is pretty much a given. Besides, he's only acting like that because of social convention. CG. Showing weakness around other high bloods is an invitation for them to rip your throat out with their perfectly manicured claws before heading back to the buffet table. TG. Okay, fine. TG. I can get behind that. TG. But like... TG. They have nothing in common. TG. And so far, all Popeye has done is treat him like the shit he scraped off the bottom of his best peasant-oppressing boots. CG. Look, Strider. CG. I don't expect you to understand the intricacies of Alternian society, considering you abscond quicker than a trunk beast that has spotted a squeak critter whenever I so much as suggest that you read a novel on the subject. TG. Dude. TG. The cover art alone is enough to give me nightmares. CG. My point being. CG. Let me fucking write the justification for this shit before you get up on your high hoof beast. CG. Poyuz has been watching Arantz for sweeps. He knows everything about him. CG. He's got some romantic shit planned, so keep your goddamn pants on. TG. I thought the point was to take the pants off. TG. You've been reading these novels all wrong, man. CG. Ha ha fucking ha. TG. Okay, Bromeo, I believe you. TG. But creepy stalker who could have you killed if you don't do all they want is not a good foundation for a relationship, in my humble opinion. CG. Fuck you, Strider. As if you could recognize flushed chemistry if it waved its wiggly parts in your face. TG. Which parts are the wiggly parts again? CG. They're located at the intersection of fuck you and kiss my waist shoot. TG. I'm getting some mixed signals over here, Carcat. TG. I'm also guessing that came out way more anatomically accurate than anticipated. TG. In my expert opinion as the undisputed king of verbal faceplants, I'd give it an 8.9. TG. I'll bump it up to a 9.0 if you finish with the classic yelling at past Carcat dismount. CG. Can we just... CG. Forget I said that. It's not as if we don't have to mentally erase half of our conversations as it is. TG. You got it, man. TG. One standard denial combo meal coming up. TG. Freudian slip? What Freudian slip? TG. Anyway. TG. What about Solane? CG. What about her? TG. They hang out all the time. TG. Doing shit they actually seem to enjoy when Earwalls isn't yammering on about how hot Snooty McAsshole is. TG. They're like childhood friends or whatever. TG. Wouldn't she be a better mate sprite? CG. Mate sprite. CG. This had better not be an attempt to force your human, not an homosexual bullshit onto my story, Dave. CG. I swear to God, I have had it up to here with that socially repressed earache. TG. What? No. TG. It's just TG. They seem like a good match is all. CG. I concede that they have a good relationship, but I saw Solane as more of a potential Black Rom partner. CG. They could get a real rivalry going with all that history. TG. That's the hate date quadrant, right? TG. I can't see why they'd hate each other. They're like best bros. CG. Yes, Dave. The hate date quadrant. That's literally all there is to it. CG. Oh, wait. No, it isn't. CG. They'd be rivals, moron. CG. Constantly trying to surpass each other. CG. Hating the other with a burning passion when they lose. Flying higher than the moon when they win. CG. Ripping each other to pieces until one day they just... CG. Give in. CG. Let the fire consume them both. TG. Fuck. TG. That sounds... TG. TG. Intense. CG. Yeah, it is. CG. I mean, I imagine it is. CG. It's not as if anyone would have ever viewed me as any kind of rival. TG. Hey, man, that's not true. TG. I mean, I don't know about all your little troll buddies. TG. But you gave me a bunch of shit about TZ way back when. CG. Which you paid absolutely zero attention to, if I recall. TG. Yeah, but... TG. Maybe I just won that round. CG. What? CG. What the hell are you talking about, Dave? TG. Nothing, dude. TG. Just trying to make you feel better, I guess. TG. Here's the latest spell-checked version. TG. I shortened the title because seriously, fuck that file name. It was longer than the actual book. Turntech Godhead, TG, attached the file. Tentadongs in the moonlight, Carcat Vantist porn extravaganza, .doc. CG. That is not any fucking shorter, Strider. TG. No, but it's funnier. Turntech Godhead, TG, ceased pestering carcinogeneticist. CG. Chapter 3. Carcinogeneticist, CG, began pestering Turntech Godhead, TG. CG. Dave, what the fucking fuck? CG. Let me remind you one more fucking time of the rules regarding you smearing your ignorant, trash-witted prose all over my work. CG. Don't. CG. Fucking. CG. Do it. TG. Hold on, man. CG. No, I will not hold on, Strider. CG. You know fuck all about this shit, so don't try and school feed me like a grub waving a sickle at a fully grown thresh kusina. TG. Did you actually read it? CG. Yes, I read it. You ruined the kiss scene. TG. No, I get why you'd think that. TG. But let me explain before I get my limbs scattered to the four corners of the meteor. TG, aka the four hiding places Carcat can actually reach. TG, I kept a backup of your version, so try and find your chill for a moment. TG, it's out there somewhere, man. TG, don't give up hope. CG, just... CG... Explain to me why you felt the need to take a perfect moment and shit all over it with awkwardness and hesitation. CG. They're fucking made for each other, Strider. I made them, so they'll fucking kiss and they'll like it. TG. Look, man, your version was good, okay? TG. But like... TG. Irance is Poyuz's slave. TG. You don't think it would cross his mind for even a minute that he might not have a choice in whether or not he locks lips with Captain Purple Pants? TG. Not to mention that he's a lowblood with no freaky mental abilities? TG.
He basically has no power in that situation.
TG.
I just thought it might give it more depth, is all.
TG.
Rather than it being, oh yeah, hot stuff, let's kiss, I'm poor and you're rich, but we're both going to have a totally awesome relationship and fill buckets all day long, and nothing will ever go wrong.
CG.
The point is that the court would ostracize Puyuz if they find out, Nookstain.
CG.
They have to sneak around and it's hot as shit.
TG.
Okay, fine.
TG.
Stolen butt grabs in the moonlight and secret oral under the dinner table, I'm down with.
TG.
But the whole having to hide the dirty low-blood trash, like sweeping a dog turd under the rug so your parents don't make you get rid of the puppy?
TG.
That sucks balls, man.
CG.
That's what Alternia was like, Dave.
CG.
Low-blood, high-blood relationships were common, but not with such a big difference in blood colour and status.
CG.
If Arantz was teal or even olive, it would be a socially acceptable match.
CG.
But he's so low he's basically pity bait, which is what makes the relationship so scandalous.
TG.
Pity bait.
CG.
The lower on the hemo spectrum the troll is, the lower their social standing and the more inherently pitiable they are.
CG.
Arantz is a slave, a rust blood. He doesn't even have psionics. Puyuz would need his pan examined if he didn't pity him.
TG.
So he's basically Megan Fox in the hen house?
TG.
All, woe is me, my life sucks, aren't I fuckable?
TG.
The thing is, he's got so much more going for him.
TG.
Like, he can sew like a motherfucker, and he's a crack shot with the crossbow.
TG.
He handed Solanae her ass at playing whatever the fuck the seven-string pluck verberator is in the low-blood talent contest that you crowbot in so they could build up their rivalry.
TG.
Seriously, how did music even work on Alternia?
TG.
On the percussive hit circles, we have Johnny Bighorns, accompanied by Steve McBulge-tee on six-string thrum rockets, and Jeff Nooksblaster on four-string bowel wobbler.
CG.
Strider, you're doing the infuriating babble tangent thing again.
TG.
It just seems like he deserves a relationship with someone who wouldn't be ashamed.
TG.
And would also be interested in him for all the awesome stuff, rather than just because he's hot with a capital H.
CG.
Well, okay.
CG.
I guess that lends at least some sense to your senseless act of desecration.
CG.
It's actually kind of romantic.
CG.
I'm surprised, Dave.
TG.
Hey, what can I say?
TG.
I got a romantic soul, Carcat.
TG.
Under this handsome and impassive exterior beats the heart of a man who thinks people deserve to be appreciated by the person they fuck.
CG.
How poetic.
CG.
On his human corpse tablet, they inscribed, Dave Strider, appreciative fucker.
CG.
Maybe it would be better if Arantz gives in to his urges with Puyuz and then decides it was a mistake.
CG.
Hypothetically, of course.
CG.
That would require us to entertain the possibility that a universe could exist where you are actually capable of having a decent story idea.
CG.
It could lead to some interesting plot dynamics, though.
TG.
Sounds good, man. Do it.
TG.
Also change all of the shit I wrote because it is straight up awful.
CG.
You don't need to tell me that. I have functioning gander bulbs and have so far managed not to liquidize my think sponge despite repeated exposure to the pan-rotting nonsense that routinely gushes from your noise hole.
CG.
Arantz gazed deeply into Piusa's violet eyes and wondered if he'd still be able to walk tomorrow after taking it all night long from this pretentious ass canoe who acted like he owned him. Which he literally did, and the fact that he was trying to force a sexual relationship was more fucked up than his best friend Solanae was hot. Also, quivering is not a sexy word in any context.
TG.
I think I might have missed my calling, dude.
TG.
Dave Strider, pornographer extraordinaire. CG. For the last time, this is not porn. It's fucking literature. TG. Fine, man. If you want to call porn fucking literature, be my guest. CG. The timeline where you write anything other than slam poetry, so shitty that everyone flees the room in disgust whenever you try and demonstrate it, is irrevocably doomed. CG. I can almost hear their car cat's screams of frustration echoing across a paradox space. CG. If you listen very carefully, you can hear him crying bitter tears of rage. TG. All I can hear is the sound of you rolling your eyes like Catherine wheels. TG. I think you might need to see the Medicolor or Doc Terrorist or whatever about that man. TG. You're starting to develop a squeak. CG. My eyes are just fine, thank you. I can manage 60 rolls per minute easily. CG. Otherwise known as the Strider frequency. Carcinogeneticist. CG. Ceased pestering, turn tech godhead. TG.
Chapter 4. Turn tech godhead. TG. Began pestering carcinogeneticist. CG. TG. So like... TG. I hate to break it to you, dude. TG. But Kakari is kind of a bitch. TG. I know you're all in love with describing how beautiful she is and how lucky Arance is to have her as a monorail. TG. But he is getting so hosed by that nutcase. CG. No, he fucking isn't. CG. They have textbook pale compatibility, Dave. CG. Kakari supports him financially, and in return he calms her shit down. CG. Explain to me what the hell is wrong with that. TG. So she's his sugar mama, and in return he has to, like, wash her feet and listen to her going on and on about court politics. TG. Which, by the way... TG. Snoozer-palooza, dude. TG. I guarantee nobody reading gives two aerodynamically shaped fucks about who got who excommunicated to the colonies for looking at the Empress funny. TG. There's way too many characters in this thing as it is. CG. Look, Dave. CG. I indulged your stupid word vomit about the flush quadrant, because at least humans actually have flushed feelings. CG. But I know you think the pale quadrant is just the cuddle quadrant, so don't give me shit about how I write Moira Allegiance. TG. Fine. TG. What's it like having a Moirel, then? TG. If I don't have a clue, then school me, Mr. Romance Expert. TG. I ain't gonna learn shit if you just fob me off with one of your books with a swirling vortex of technicolor dude flesh on the cover. TG. Striders don't do book learning, man. TG. We're a simple people. TG. With simple dreams. TG. Mostly involving sick beats and Doritos. CG. Therefore making you ideal to proofread my book. CG. Of course. CG. Another stellar decision from the think pan that gave the entire universe cancer. CG. Naturally I picked the illiterate human for such an important task, rather than the one that soaks up books like a fucking hole sucker. TG. Dude. TG. I know you know the word sponge. TG. I've heard you say it. TG. Not that I'm not in love with hole sucker. That's totally what I'm gonna call it from now on. TG. Like, hey car cat, I'm jumping in the shower. Have you seen the hole sucker? TG. And you're like, sure man, I got your hole sucker right here. TG. And then it's awkward as shit and I have to go laugh silently in the bathroom for like 10 minutes solid. CG. Not that that little vignette wasn't an entertaining window into your twisted imagination. CG. Where apparently we lived together for some bizarre reason. CG. But do you actually want to know about Moira Legions or not? TG. Hey, so, TG, you wouldn't want to live together? TG. I mean, if we beat the game and it sets us up with some sweet digs. TG. After 2 years, it's difficult to imagine living somewhere I can't hear you constantly stomping around and yelling at yourself in the distance. TG. Like a sort of soothing, angry white noise. TG. I think it'd be sweet in a non-echoey space rock setting, too. TG. You know, TG. If you wanted to. CG. Seriously? TG. Yeah, man. TG. Why wouldn't I want to be roomies with my best bro? CG. Well, yeah. CG. I guess that would be pretty great. As long as we both actually survive the end of the fucking universe. TG. That's kind of a given. CG. I sort of always saw myself living with my Moirel, but that does sound surprisingly fun. TG. Yo, it's cool if you want to live with the clown. TG. I mean, not cool. TG. Insane. TG. But it's your funeral, dude. CG. What? CG. God, no. Gamzee is not my Moirel. CG. As per usual, all of my quadrants are as empty as my cobweb-encrusted social calendar. TG. Same, bro. TG. Nothing to be ashamed of in living the single life. TG. We'll be the swingingest bachelors in Universe C. CG. I don't want to know who or what you'll be swinging, Dave. TG. And John and Solux or whoever can move in too if you want. TG. In the imaginary victory apartment, I mean. TG. We'd have all the fucking consoles, man. TG. All of them. CG. No offense to Egbert, but the idea of cohabiting with someone who entertains himself by constantly balancing sexual paraphernalia on the top of doors is my idea of hell. CG. I'd rather wear sandpaper underwear for the rest of my miserable existence. CG. As for Solux, he's one of my best friends, but I don't think I could cope with everything I own gradually becoming nauseatingly sticky due to exposure to his gross little bee feet. CG. Not to mention the fact that he sometimes blows holes in the walls if he loses at video games. TG. God damn, Carcat. TG. Imagine the carnage of combining Egbert's pie-throwing habit with a twitchy psionic and an apartment full of pissed-off bees. CG. Holy mother-grubbing shit. TG. There will be no survivors. CG. Just a smoking crater. TG. Yeah. TG. So Moirels usually live together, huh? CG. Yeah. CG. A good Moira allegiance is usually the most stable of a troll's quadrants. CG. They tend to bond for life, live together, do all of the nauseating domestic bullshit. CG. Unless their Moirel turns out to be a psycho who prioritizes his nonsensical clown religion over them. TG. Shit. TG. That. TG. I fucking feel for you, man. TG. That sucks. CG. Yeah. CG. It does. TG. Well. TG. Fuck him, then. TG. He didn't fucking deserve you anyway. TG. So, TG, what I meant to ask was... TG. Why is Arantz living in some swanky-ass apartment quarters that Kikari paid for, rather than with her? CG. That is... a very good question. CG. I guess because she's sort of a big shot in the court, especially for a Cerulean. CG. I don't really know. It wouldn't damage her reputation. CG. I guess I didn't see them as being that kind of Moirels. CG. The partnership is more, I don't know, formal? TG. Is formal a good thing or a bad thing? CG. It's probably not great. Carcinogeneticist, CG. Ceased pestering Turntech Godhead, TG. Chapter 5. Turntech Godhead, TG, began pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. TG. Sup, dude? TG. I got the latest edits for you here. Turntech Godhead, TG, attached the file Nook Stuffers 17, bigger, longer, and uncut. Dot doc. TG. I was gonna call it Two Trolls, One Bucket. TG. But then I realized that's like calling it Vanilla Sex, Missionary Edition. CG. Ugh. You are sick, Strider. TG. There's no cure for what I got, babe. TG. And it's contagious as shit. TG. Also, what gives? TG. There was like a huge chunk missing, and then everyone was avoiding each other. TG. Cough it up, man. CG. You don't need that bit. CG. I checked and double-checked it, and there were no mistakes. TG. Dude. TG. Are you holding out on me? TG. There's fricking, and I don't even get to read it. TG. What the hell? CG. For fuck's sake, Dave. CG. Maybe I'm not comfortable sharing my fumbling, amateurish attempts at writing a love scene with my best human bro so that he can critique it. CG. Critique? Being code for laugh at. TG. Come on, man. I won't laugh. TG. I promise. TG. If I do, it'll be way out of earshot. CG. No way. CG. It's too embarrassing. TG. Please, bro. TG. I'm begging like one of your hot troll studs over here. TG. Please give me the gift of amateur gay alien porn. TG. You'll never have to get me a birthday present for the rest of my life. TG. I'll never ask Santa for a pony again. CG. I said no, Strider. Don't be an asshole about this. TG. Okay, man. Chill. TG. I just wanted to find out what happens. TG. I'm like 50,000 words in the hole on these guys, and none of them are fucking talking to each other. CG. Don't pretend you actually care about the characters, Dave. TG. What? Of course I do. CG. No you don't, fuck munch. I know you hate romantic literature. TG. Not one-of-a-kind Vantis originals. TG. This stuff is awesome. TG. You think I'd bother giving my 2 cents if I didn't give a shit? TG. I grew up poorer than a rance, dude. TG. I keep every cent I can get my grubby orphan hands on. CG. Don't try to bullshit me, asshole. TG. No bullshit. TG. Cross my fragile human heart and hope to die horribly at the hands of a dog-shaped universe murderer. TG. Totally straight up. CG. TG. Come on, come on, come on. Please, man. CG. I'm deciding. TG. I'll give you all my smuppets for your pile of crap. CG. You hate those things. Why do you even have them? CG. I certainly don't want a pile of dead-eyed plush horrors staring at me all night. TG. And my stacks, and my collection of interesting dust bunnies. CG. Strider, you know what I want. TG. How forward of you, Mr. Vantis. TG. Propositioning a young man in such a manner. TG. You gotta woo these pants off. CG. I want the cape. For a Peregrine. TG. No, man. TG. Not the cape. TG. You can have everything but the cape. TG. And my underwear, obviously. TG. I need those, man. There's ladies on the meteor, after all. TG. I can rock the Spartan look if it'll protect the sanctity of my poor, innocent cape. TG. And besides, this bod is too kicking to keep under wraps. CG. I thought I was supposed to woo the pants off. CG. You're fucking shameless, Dave. TG. You know it. CG. No deal. CG. Give me the cape or no porn for you. CG. I shall defile it as I see fit. TG. Sick, dude. CG. Take it or leave it, bulge munch. TG. You drive a hard bargain, carcat. TG. Fine. TG. I will relinquish the cape. TG. You monster. CG. We have a deal. CG. Okay. CG. I know I'll regret this for the rest of my miserable life. Carcinogeneticist, CG, attach the file. Don't you fucking dare share this with anyone, or I shred the cape. Dot doc. TG. Whoa, that's a lot of words. TG. I'm gonna need a couple of hours to fully digest this. CG. Just don't give me a running commentary, okay? TG. Dude, I'm not gonna be able to type. TG. My hands will be totally occupied. CG. Fuck you. TG. Let me finish. TG. Occupied hanging onto the edge of my seat. CG. Message me when you have something helpful to say, and not before. TG. Cool, going AFK now. TG. Gotta alchemize a shitload of tissues. CG. You are such a fuckwit. Why the hell do I interact with you? TG. For my emotional needs, carcat. TG. So I can weep over the sheer beauty of their love. TG. Also, for jacking it to this sweet tentacle action. TG. Be right back. Turntech Godhead, TG, ceased pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. Chapter 6. Carcinogeneticist, CG, began pestering Turntech Godhead, TG. CG. Dave. CG. It's been almost 6 hours since you said you'd BRB. CG. I guess what you actually meant was BBAAELT. CG. Or, be back after an excruciatingly long time. CG. Dave? CG. I know you've read it all by now. CG. Just land the killing blow already and put me out of my misery. TG. What? TG. No. TG. Calm down, dude. TG. It's good. CG. Really? You actually think it's good? TG. Yeah. CG. You're acting weird. I just sent you thousands of words of mortifyingly explicit sexual content, and all you have to say is, it's good. CG. Are you okay? CG. Fuck. CG. Did I gross you out? CG. God fucking damn it, I knew I put too much detail in. CG. Shit. I bet you've been spewing starch tuber chips and soda all over your spite block like a one-man disgust tornado. TG. Carcat. TG. Stop panicking, man. TG. The writing is great, okay? Not gross or anything. TG. Just kinda really different to human sexy times. TG. based on my zero experience of the whole shebang, obviously. TG. Not bad different. TG. Just different. CG. Oh. Okay. CG. How is it different? TG. The spirit of the banging between and Poe was fairly similar to human style. TG. Ignoring the buckets and tentacles and nooks all over the place. TG. But like, TG, was Arantz meant to be into it, or what? TG. He seemed like maybe he wasn't so much. TG. Or it was disappointing, or whatever. CG. I took some of what you said about him being a slave into account, since you ask. CG. How he's attracted to Poyuz, but maybe not for the right reasons, and that doesn't lead to the best overall experience, I guess. CG. He doesn't live up to his expectations, but that'll provide a nice contrast for the next few chapters. CG. In hindsight, it probably wasn't the best scene for you to read as an introduction to Flushed Paling. I can't believe I'm typing this and still going to send it, but there you go. CG. My shame bladder must finally be empty. I hope you're happy. TG. Okay, well. TG. The whole unfulfilling, semi-questionable consent stuff? TG. It made me kinda worried. TG. TG. About you. CG. What? Why? TG. Look. TG. This is hard, okay? TG. Striders don't come with a manual for serious shit. CG. Dave? TG. You and the murder clown. TG. You used to disappear for hours to hang out with him, and like... TG. The combo of defenseless low blood and scary-ass high blood? TG. Red and purple, even. TG. It's just... CG. Whoa, whoa! CG. Stop right there! CG. Gamzee never did anything to me except ignore the fuck out of me so he could commune with his imaginary gods. CG. He certainly didn't hurt me physically, or try anything like that. CG. He'd have been chainsawed into microscopic chunks by now if he had. CG. Kanaya would have known instantly, and I don't think even Gamzee could survive against an enraged rainbow drinker. TG. Thank fuck. TG. Dude, I hope you can hear my sigh of relief whistling through the vents as if Egbert appeared and did the stupid windy thing. CG. Also, fuck you. I am not defenseless. TG. Sorry. TG. I know that. TG. But didn't he kill two of your strongest guys without breaking a sweat? CG. Yes. CG. Yes, he did. TG. Anyway. TG. Fucking phew. CG. Shit, Dave. CG. You were really worried about me? TG. Of course, dicknuts. TG. Why wouldn't I be? CG. That's, CG. Thanks. TG. People fucking care about you, you know? TG. I don't know why you have this complex where you think you're like a disposable member of the team that nobody gives a shit about. TG. I'm the one wearing the red shirt, Karkat. CG. Dave, let's be honest here. CG. If Gamzee or Eridan or whoever else was rampaging murderously on the day my reality splintered into tiny shards of white-hot agony, had accidentally offed me on the way to taking out someone who actually mattered. CG. The timeline wouldn't have fucking changed one iota. CG. What exactly am I supposed to do in the final boss fuckfest, Dave? CG. Yell them into submission? TG. Dude. TG. Just stop. TG. Stop with the idea that you only matter battle-wise, and stop discounting who you are, Karkat. TG. You want me to be honest? TG. Fine. TG. Rose and I basically prepared ourselves to die just before we met you guys. TG. Permadeath. TG. Game over. TG. No more extra lives. TG. We weren't expecting the god-tier continue timer to appear and pull our asses out of the literal giant green ball of fire. TG. Insert coin for immortality. TG. Do you think I would still be... TG. Sane? TG. Or, you know, TG. Even slightly glad that I didn't die? TG. If you weren't here? TG. You fucking matter to me. CG. I guess I never really thought about it like that. TG. Well, it's the truth. TG. Do whatever you want with it. CG. Thanks, Dave. CG. That means a lot. CG. You matter to me too. I hope you know that. CG. And I am glad that I didn't get up close and personal with the business end of a juggling club or a lame-ass science wand. CG. Just so you know. TG. Don't mention it. TG. Seriously don't, because I bet Rose's spooky psychologist senses are tingling right now. TG. Like, holy smokes, Odie pal. TG. Dave's being emotionally available for once. TG. Let's slide down the thinly veiled boner analogy poles into the cave that represents the desire to return to the womb. TG. Jump in the penis envy mobile and roll out. TG. Sometimes being honest about your feelings is just a cigar, Rose. CG. Dave, I have no idea what you're talking about. CG. As per usual. CG. But thanks for being honest. TG. No problem. TG. You let me read your own personal fantasy bulge choking fodder. TG. That's a sacred bond of brohood that can never be broken. CG. It actually kind of is. CG. Sharing that stuff with you wasn't nearly as cringeworthy as I thought it would be. TG. Nah, man. TG. We're bound together forever. TG. United by the forces of writhing fictional bulges. TG. Because? TG. Carcat? CG. What? TG. I have so much ammunition for messing with you now. CG. Oh, for fuck's sake. TG. Kidding, man. TG. Also? TG. I'm gonna need you to explain to Rose why I can't clean the common area anymore. TG. Because I don't think I can look at a bucket again without popping the universe's most inappropriate boner. TG. In other words? TG. Mission accomplished, Vantus. TG. You broke my dick. CG. Wow. CG. How will you perform any of your basic functions with your think sponge out of commission, Dave? CG. I'm surprised you're coordinated enough to type right now. TG. What do you think I'm typing with? CG. You need help. Professional help. Carcinogeneticist, CG. Ceased pestering, turned tech godhead. TG. Chapter 7. Turntech Godhead, TG, began pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. TG. Dude, what the fuck? CG. What the fuck what? TG. Solene rolled her eyes behind dark glasses. She had taken to wearing them recently, although Arance couldn't tell if it was simply a cowardly attempt to hide her emotions from the world, or because she knew they infuriated him. He thought she looked ridiculous. TG. Like, TG. Fucking ouch. CG. Dave. CG. You didn't finish what I sent, did you? TG. Well, no. TG. I was too busy trying to pull this goddamn knife out of my back. TG. Talk about a character assassination, bro. TG. I'm having a funeral for my ego over here. CG. Any resemblance to persons, living or dead, CG, is purely go fuck yourself. CG. Finish reading before you get your cape in a twist. CG. Oh, that's right. You can't. CG. In a typical Dave Strider brilliant life decision, trademark, you traded your precious godhood for amateur pornography. CG. This thing is warm as shit, by the way. TG. You don't need to tell me, dude. TG. I'm fucking freezing. TG. You're causing me both physical and emotional pain, Carcat. TG. I might die tragically in a puddle of ironic tears before this epic bulge fest is even finished. CG. I can wait 5 minutes for your corpse to reanimate, Strider. CG. That should be enough time to mess with the body. TG. Gross, man. TG. If you're gonna molest me, at least do it when I'm conscious. CG. I was thinking more along the lines of writing bulge liquor all over your face with permanent markers. CG. But I'll bear that in mind. CG. Corpse fuckery aside? CG. What's that sound I hear echoing across the meteor? CG. If I'm not mistaken, it's the sound of Dave Strider not reading. CG. Finish the chapter before you kiss goodbye to that handle you love so much. TG. Fine, I'm on it. TG. Keep your knobs on. Turntech Godhead, TG, ceased pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. Turntech Godhead, TG, began pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. TG. Holy shitting fuck trumpets. CG. Now that is the response I was expecting. TG. Seriously, Carcat? TG. Fucking bravo on the twist. CG. I am the motherfucking king of twists, Dave. You'll never walk straight again. TG. Ha, probably. TG. I'm a little out of the loop on all this blood color biz, but the take-home message seems to be that Solanae is fucked. TG. Like, TG. More fucked than a porn star working overtime to pay for her kid's college tuition. CG. Pretty much. CG. Eye-color fills in about 10 sweeps for low bloods, so Solanae was going to struggle to hide the fact that she wasn't a bronze blood once that started to happen. TG. Hence the asshole shades. TG. By the way. TG. The subtext is hella understated. TG. And I might be reading too much into your throbbing sexual masterpiece. TG. But I'm sensing you have a problem with my devotion to the eightfold path of cool, Carcat. CG. Really? CG. And there I was thinking that it would take you another sweep to figure out that I think you look like a complete ass candle in those things. TG. Nah, man, I knew that. TG. I meant, you know. TG. All the wanting to see my emotion shit. CG. Well, it does make it difficult to interact with you when half of your stupid smug face is covered, and the other half is fixed in stoic fuck nozzle position number one. CG. There are no other numbers on the scale, because I don't think I've ever seen your perfectly vacant human face move. TG. You're not looking hard enough, dude. TG. There's a whole rainbow of subtly different Strider expressions. TG. A magical spectrum from ambiguous beige to enigmatic taupe. CG. I'm pretty sure I've only seen pretentious douche. TG. Everything from, oh my god, I'm going to kill Carcat if he doesn't shut up. TG. To, holy fuck, watching trolls eat popcorn for the first time is the cutest shit I have ever seen. CG. Fuck you, that shit gets stuck in my teeth. CG. If it didn't taste like the holy offspring of cotton candy and grub loaf, I wouldn't touch it with a 50-foot reach extender. TG. I thought you were never gonna come down from that sugar high, man. TG. So, TG. Freaking, TG. Adorable. CG. Shut up. TG. So what exactly does it mean if someone gets helmed? TG. 'Cause from the Gospel according to Vantus, XXX edition, all I can tell is it's the equivalent of being violated vigorously and repeatedly by a particularly spiky cactus. CG. Pretty much. CG. If anyone finds out that Solanae is a yellowblood who's been concealing her psionic abilities, she'll be installed inside a ship as the power source. CG. Probably a fucking prison transport or some other menial shitshow, since she tried to wriggle out of it. CG. She'll be stuck in the Helms column for the rest of her life, unable to move, speak, do anything except pilot the ship and power it until she burns herself out. TG. Fuck. TG. Alternia was fucking messed up, Carcat. TG. That is downright horrifying. CG. Yeah. CG. It probably would have happened to Solux if he'd survived being culled for his various mutations. TG. Dude. TG. Not to sound massively culturally insensitive or anything, but sometimes I am really goddamn glad your planet blew up. CG. Me too. CG. Which makes me a piss-poor excuse for a troll, I guess. CG. Then again, what else is fucking new? TG. Does it even matter anymore? TG. You and the others are like the only trolls left. TG. That means you get to decide what it means to be a troll, right? CG. I guess. TG. Just FYI? TG. I'm gonna suggest you remove the homicidal maniac requirements from the troll constitution. TG. I mean, if we get to build a shiny new human civilization on the other side of this, then it sure as shit gonna be better than the one I grew up in. CG. That sounds like a good plan. It couldn't be any worse than Alternia. CG. So... CG. What did you think of the rest of the... CG. The rest of the chapter. TG. TG. Well, TG, that's a tricky one to put into words, dude. CG, that has to be a first for you, Strider. TG, put it this way, I'm fucking glad I alchemized those tissues. TG, I don't know what the awards are for frick-frack fiction. TG, but that gets 5 golden boners from me. TG, also I am literally green with envy over here, because fuck. TG. Both sets of junk. TG. I wasn't exactly 100% on the whole chicks with dicks and dudes with nooks concept before, but... TG. Holy shit. CG. We are the superior species, after all. CG. It's not as if I haven't been telling you that all along. I guess I shouldn't be surprised that everything I say just echoes through the hollow space at the center of your skull. Before exiting your other oral canal. TG. Whatever you say, Carcat. TG. Humans got skills too, you know. TG. Anyway. TG. All that growly posturing and being assholes to each other. TG. And Solanae throwing a rance around with her mind powers. TG. That was a Kismis Spades thing, right? TG. But the rest of it seemed kinda... TG. Not that. CG. It's called vacillation. CG. Some couples flip back and forth between the red and black quadrants. CG. Those relationships can be tumultuous, but they're incredibly satisfying. CG. Again, I'm basing this on extensive research rather than experience. CG. Unfortunately. TG. Extensive research, huh? TG. I am gonna have to revoke your library card for loud and repeated violation of the quiet study policy. CG. Since when are you the librarian on this meteor? I'm the one who had the foresight to bring along an enlightening selection of research materials when I left my hive planet. TG. I fucking love that your first thought when the game happened was, the universe is ending! Gotta save the pawn! CG. At least I had priorities, Dave. If I was going to preserve anything from our dead civilization, it might as well be our superior romantic literature. TG. Well, whatever bizarre kinks you've acquired in the pursuit of fappiness have definitely paid off writing-wise. TG. I think I might need medical attention. TG. Paging Dr. Vantus. TG. There's a Category 3 friction burn in Ward D that needs immediate treatment. CG. You'll have to suck it up, Strider, because my doctorate is a PhD in fuck you. TG. Is it now? CG. Shut the fuck up. TG. Dude, this has to be the hottest thesis ever. TG. Seriously, well done. CG. Thanks. CG. I am thanking Dave Strider for reviewing my smut scribblings with a totally straight face. What the fuck have I become? TG. Nah, man, you worry too much. That's some good shit right there. CG. I can't argue with that, I suppose. CG. The description is probably massively idealized, but it's my fantasy, so who gives a fuck? TG. Totally. TG. You do you, bro. TG. Anyway, it seems like Arantz and Solanae have a good thing going if they live through this life-altering peril shit. TG. Like an X-rated fairy tale. TG. Boy is best bros with hot asshole. TG. They both crush on each other in the most stupid and frustrating ways possible. TG. Asshole turns out to be less of an asshole than boy initially thought. CG. I wouldn't go that far. TG. But it's still totally smoking hot. TG. Boy finally gets with the program. TG. Swappy makeouts, etc. TG. Cut print and send to the movie studio. TG. Or porn studio, whatever. CG. Paradox Space clearly lost its greatest romance novelist when you put down your ironically large quill pen and took up drawing shitty comics instead. CG. But that does sound like a good story. Smiley face. CG. I've almost finished the ending. I'll send it to you when I'm done. TG. Fingers crossed for a happy ending, man. TG. They deserve it. Turntech Godhead, TG. Ceased pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. Chapter 8. Turntech Godhead, TG, began pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. TG. I've said it before. TG. I'll say it again. TG. Hikari is a huge bitch. CG. What? CG. No, she isn't. She didn't turn them in. CG. She fucking lied to the guards so they wouldn't get caught. TG. Yeah, but she wouldn't help them escape. TG. She's got gold coming out of every orifice, and she wouldn't spare them even a goddamn Alternian dime. TG. Plus, she broke up with Arantz paleways. TG. Just because he's with Solanae and she doesn't approve. TG. Fuck her, man. CG. I guess she is kind of a bitch. TG. You're damn right she is. TG. So what now? TG. They stole a shuttle. TG. They're just gonna run for it? TG. Blast off into the void and never look back? CG. Yeah. CG. Fuck everyone else. CG. Fuck the society that tells them they're meaningless pieces of shit that don't deserve to have control over their lives. CG. Fuck being judged for who they are. CG. Fuck relying on empty handouts and insincere pity. CG. Maybe they'll find somewhere better, somewhere they can be happy. CG. Maybe they won't, and they'll die trying. CG. Maybe they'll drive each other up the fucking wall and it'll all fall apart. CG. Who knows? CG.
wherever they end up, it's better than staying in a place that would torture and enslave them for having the wrong fucking blood colour. TG: yeah, man, fight the power. TG: stick it to the man. TG: nuke the whales. TG: TG: how likely is the last one? TG: the one where they drive each other insane. CG: not likely, I think. CG: they've put up with each other's shit for this long, and they have each other's backs. CG: they care about each other enough to give up everything to make it work. CG: seems like a good start, at least. TG: yeah. TG: you're right, man. TG: so, TG: what now? TG: space makeouts? TG: you know. TG: until they find a planet or whatever. CG: yes. CG: if you want. CG: I mean, CG: if that's what you want to believe happens next. TG: Carcat? TG: call me Fox Mulder, dude. TG: because I want to believe. TG: the truth is out there. TG: and the truth is that aliens are not only real? TG: but also hot and smart and funny as shit. CG: smiley face. CG: my authorial prowess must have made an impression then. CG: I'm really glad you enjoyed my book, Dave. TG: dude. TG: enjoyed would be an understatement. TG: finding out you're just as horny on the inside as on the outside was totally worth reading hundreds of pages of prose. So purple it would match Poyuza's eyes. TG: Carcat Bantus, you are one kinky little fucker. CG: shut the fuck up, Strider. CG: like you're any less of a sexually frustrated virgin. CG: you were so desperate you threw your precious cape under the scuttlebus of becoming my new favourite fuck rag. TG: too far, man. TG: that cape is a beautiful cinnamon roll, you bastard. TG: too good and too pure. TG: how could you? TG: forever unclean. CG: relax, Dave. CG: the only thing I've been using it in bed for is as a snuggle plane. TG: snuggle plane. TG: laughing my ass off. TG: troll words are the best. TG: so, can I have it back now or what? CG: as if, nooklicker. CG: a perigree is a fucking perigree. The cape is mine until the end of your next human month. TG: lame. CG: I'm going to enjoy its company thoroughly. CG: it's perfect for keeping me warm at night. TG: oh yeah? TG: well. TG: I could suggest an alternative. CG: interesting. Do tell. TG: how about I get you out of the cape? TG: and then? TG: when you're all cold. TG: and cute. TG: and shivering. TG: I grab it and fucking cheese it, because it's my goddamn cape. CG: asshole. TG: anyway. TG: rap party? CG: what? TG: you know. TG: a party to celebrate the completion of your magnum opus. TG: you deserve it after writing 100,000 words about slimy bulges and dripping nooks. TG: a truly Herculean effort in the service of meat beaters everywhere. TG: or just me, I guess. TG: and you. TG: not that I'm saying you type the whole thing one-handed. TG: But let's face it, how could you not when you've basically been transcribing all of your incredibly specific erotic desires? CG. Strider. TG. I mean, TG. I haven't been thinking about that or anything, bro. TG. I'm not some kind of creep. TG. Not that someone would have to be a creep to fantasize about that. TG. Because come on, man, take a look in the mirror sometime. Seriously. Hot damn. CG. Dave. Stop. For the love of God. TG. It would just be all kinds of inappropriate, is all I'm saying. TG. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. Like, that's not cool. TG. Yeah, so. TG. I think I'm back at the point I was making. TG. I'm gonna stop talking now. CG. You have such a way with words. I'm literally swooning over here. CG. Anyway. CG. It's hardly a party if it's just the two of us, is it? TG. That depends. TG. There's gonna be popcorn. TG. And I'm pretty sure I can alchemize passable cotton candy. TG. No dong-shaped cakes, I swear. CG. Fuck. CG. That's almost sweet of you, Strider. You giant sap. TG. What can I say? TG. You must be rubbing off on me. CG. Okay. CG. Sign me up. On one condition. TG. What, man? CG. At this rap party of yours? CG. Under no circumstances. CG. Is there to be any rapping? CG. I'm fucking serious. CG. I will be out of that room before you can drop a single moronic beat. TG. Fine. TG. Spoilsport. TG. My place or yours? TG. I'm guessing you don't want to explain to Circuit why we're giggling like idiots in the common area. CG. Come to my block. CG. At least you can see the flooring here. TG. Cool. TG. So, TG, it's a date. CG. Is it now? TG. Well, TG, that's up to you, I guess. TG. I kind of really hope so, but my balls are in your court, man. CG. Way to sweep me off my feet, Dave. Troll Casanova would be proud. TG. Is that a no or what? TG. Because I'm going to have to throw myself off the meteor from embarrassment if you leave me hanging any longer. CG. Of course it's a date, you nerd. CG. Smiley face. TG. Thank God. TG. I thought I'd made an even bigger ass out of myself than usual for a second there. CG. Oh, you did. But it was worth it. CG. I thought you'd never ask. TG. Sweet. TG. Okay, well, I'll see you in a bit then. TG. Gotta hit up the alchemeter for carcat bait. TG. Otherwise, how will I find out how much you've been exaggerating Alternian crotch equipment? CG. If anything, I was overly conservative. TG. I fucking hope you're lying. TG. Otherwise, you are literally going to kill me. TG. And that death would be heroic as shit. Turntech Godhead. TG. Cease pestering, carcinogeneticist. CG. Turntech Godhead. TG. Began pestering, carcinogeneticist. CG. TG. Heart. CG. Heart. TG. Dick ASCII art. CG. What the fuck is that supposed to be? TG. You'll find out, man. CG. CG. It's a dick, isn't it? TG. Maybe. CG. In that case, bulge, Askiart. TG. Heart, heart, heart. Turntech Godhead, TG. Ceased pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. Chapter 9, Epilogue, Rap Party. Dave. Hey, man. Carcat. Holy fuck, Dave. Carcat. Are you in there somewhere, or have you merged into a grotesque half-human, half-snack creature? Dave. Nah, dude. This pile still has a gooey strider center. Dave. 40% Dave solids minimum. Carcat. Shit! Can you even see where you're going? Come in before you drop it all over the floor. Dave. Thanks. Dave. Oh, crap. Now I'm sticky. Dave. Why the fuck did I think I could carry all of that without paying a terrible, terrible price? Dave. Typical that I'd turn up for a goddamn date with sugary residue all over my PJs. Carcat. One could argue that you shouldn't be wearing fucking PJs in the first place, since I know you have a Silidex full of Gandibald melting suits. Dave. You want me to dress up next time? You got it. Dave. Anyway, don't pretend you aren't salviating over this sweet haul of snacks. I can literally see you doing it. Dave. You couldn't give a fuck what I'm wearing. Dave. My eyes are up here, Carcat. Carcat. You brought my favourite snack. What did you expect? Carcat. Plus, I can't even see your eyes, dipshit. 10 more romance points for you. Dave. Thanks, man. Now I feel special as fuck. Dave. Stupid cotton candy, it better be worth it. Carcat. Dave. Dave. Okay, totally worth it. Dave. Watching you eviscerate that fluffy pink shit like you're the apex predator in Candyland is just beautiful. Dave. Feel the sting of my razor fangs, you sugary bastard. Dave. Dave. Slow down, Carcat. Dave. You're gonna inhale that shit. And I don't know how troll bodies work, but I'm guessing cotton candy goes in the food sack and air goes in the breath hollows or whatever, and not the other way around. Carcat. Fuck you. Dave. Carcat. Dave. Dude, I warned you. Dave. I warned you about air, bro. Carcat. Shut up. Ugh. Carcat. I'm fine. Dave. We're a pair of smooth motherfuckers, huh? Carcat. Damn straight, Strider. Carcat. Carcat. The smoothest. Carcat. I'm going to throw up. Dave. What the fuck, Carcat? Dave. No, you're not. Just sit down and breathe, dumbass. Carcat. Ugh, why am I so terrible at this? Carcat. We literally do nothing but hang out all day every day like a bunch of conjoined idiots. But the second the word date gets thrown around, I end up making a complete ass muffin of myself. Dave. Dude, you've seen me make more elaborate Freudian slip-ups than a gay ice dancing team. Dave. This is literally nothing. Carcat. This was supposed to be special. Carcat. It wasn't supposed to involve me coughing my breathing apparatus out through my big stupid squawk gaper. Carcat. I swear, my class is the night of shoving my own bulge forcibly up my waist chute and thoroughly fucking myself over. Dave. I do not want to imagine the symbol for that one. Dave. Or think about what kind of grody planet you'd get. Dave. The land of chafing and regret, probably. Carcat. What you're doing is the opposite of helping. Dave. Anyway, you're not terrible at it. Dave. We're still bros, Carcat. Dave. The only difference is now I can stop pretending I'm not constantly staring at your ass. Dave. There, see? Dave. Now I got an excuse to rub your back in a gentlemanly fashion. Dave. It's all good. Carcat. Yeah, I guess it is. Carcat. Thanks. Dave. No problem. Dave. Solonet threw Arantz to the ground roughly, her psionic spinning his hands and feet. He was powerless, defenseless, yet unafraid. If you're going to hide this kind of thing from me, Sol, don't pretend you're brave enough to actually use it, he growled. Arantz writhed as Solonet began to tear at his clothes, pleasure and pain conjuring tendrils of fire in his stomach. Carcat. Will you stop that? Carcat. I get it, okay? All of this is fucking hilarious to you. Dave.
What? No.
Dave. Shush. This is like my favorite part. Carcat. Give me the goddamn husk top. Dave.
No.
Carcat. Yes. Dave. No way. Carcat. Hand it over. Dave. He braced himself for an onslaught of teeth and claws, for his kissnesses to take what she wanted without a second thought. Instead, Solonet removed her glasses, and Arantz saw through her pitch pretensions instantly. There was nothing but pure red pity in her golden eyes. Carcat. Give it to me right now! Dave.
Wow, dude. Forward much.
Dave.
Take it down a gear. I didn't bring protection.
Carcat. Fuck you! Dave.
Jeez.
Dave.
Feeling needy today, huh?
Carcat. Is this all some sort of joke to you? Carcat. Did you just fucking pretend to be interested in me so that you could torment me in new and more excruciating ways?
Dave.
What?
Dave.
No.
Dave.
Of course not.
Carcat.
Then stop being such a cosmic ass clown. I asked you to stop, goddammit.
Dave.
Whoa.
Dave.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Dave.
I was just messing around. I wasn't trying to upset you.
Carcat.
Well, stop.
Carcat.
I'm not in the mood to have my bold, witheringly awful attempts at prose mocked right now.
Dave.
I'm sorry.
Carcat.
Dave.
Dave.
Your writing isn't awful, Carcat. I would have noped out at chapter one if it was.
Dave.
I know you think everything you do is shit for some reason, but you gotta be proud of this after all the work you put into it.
Carcat.
I am, okay? I just don't need to hear it out loud in that stupid deadpan voice of yours.
Dave.
Maybe you could read it to me sometime instead.
Dave.
I wasn't kidding. It totally is my favorite part.
Carcat.
Of course it is. It's the main fucking sex scene.
Dave.
No, not that.
Dave.
Well, yes, that.
Dave.
But mostly the part when the main guy realizes that the person who likes him is just being an asshole because they don't really know how to act any other way.
Dave.
And maybe they've not really been clear on how they felt up till then, but now they're pretty sure.
Dave.
It's what gave it away.
Carcat.
Dave. That you understood what's going on with me, even though I'm shit at actually saying anything.
Dave.
And that I might have a shot.
Dave.
You know.
Dave.
With you.
Carcat.
Dave. If I can avoid doing a graceful backwards swan dive into the Olympic-sized fuck-up pool for more than 5 minutes. Dave. Although I should probably just wear water wings 24/7, because when am I not in that goddamn pool? Carcat. You are pruny as fuck from being in that pool. Carcat. That was sort of the idea of the whole chapter, Dave. I wasn't exactly subtle. Carcat. I might as well have written, I like you too, even though you're kind of a fuck nugget sometimes, in giant letters on my forehead, and then headbutted you in the face. Carcat. Hardly a complex and elaborate courtship. Dave. Yeah, but I suck at subtle. Dave. I'm glad you know that. Carcat. Me too. Carcat. I don't know what we're doing, but it's nice. Dave. Dude, you are so adorable. Carcat. As if, Dave. Carcat. I'm adora bloodthirsty. Dave. Laughing my ass off. Whatever. Dave. Come here. Carcat. Carcat. I didn't give you permission to manhandle me, you know. Dave. Sorry. Dave. Totally not sorry. Dave. You're always so warm, dude. I could hug you all day in the gayest possible way. Carcat. You're not completely horrible to touch, I suppose. Dave. That's the spirit, man. Dave. You're gonna give me the vapors with sweet talk like that. Dave. You do realize you basically wrote me a 200-page instruction manual on how to get you off, right? Carcat. Oh my god. Carcat. What the ever-loving fuck is wrong with you? Dave. What? Carcat. Why did you have to say that? Carcat. I'm going to spontaneously combust right here on my fucking couch, just so I don't have to look at your stupid smug face. Dave. Dude. Dave. Stop with the face palming. It's totally a good thing. Carcat. No, it fucking isn't. It's mortifying. Dave. Relax, man. It's great. Dave. I mean, it's a lot to live up to, because there's some hella invented shit in there. But I'm pretty lucky. Dave. Most boyfriends don't come with custom directions to the bone zone, other than insert tab A into slot B, and don't forget the lube. Carcat. You are so gross. Carcat. I'm trying to eat this stupid popcorn, and I don't need that mental image, thank you very much. Carcat. Carcat. Boyfriend? Dave. Shit. Dave. Dave. That is definitely not a word I said. Dave. Only a fucking idiot would say that on a first date. Dave. Nope, nobody said that. I have no idea what you're talking about. Carcat. Dave. Carcat. Calm down. Dave. I'm chill as a motherfucking ice cube at the South Pole over here. Cooler than the gulfs of interstellar void surrounding this space rock. Dave. Definitely not freaking out. What's a woo? Carcat. Dave. Carcat. Dave. Okay. Dave. Believe me, I'm not complaining. Dave. But what was that for? Carcat. I like it, moron. Carcat. Boyfriend is sort of like the human version of matesprit, right? Dave. Dave. Yeah. Carcat. Then you are actively encouraged to call me that. In fact, I'm still your leader. It's an order. Dave. You have such a status kink. It's hilarious. Carcat. Shut up. Dave. Sir, yes, sir, Captain Boyfriend. Dave. So, Dave, you want to show me how much you like it some more? Carcat. So romantic. Carcat. How can I resist an invitation like that? Dave. Hey, man, it's your call. Dave. I'ma keep babbling over here until you shut me up. Dave. Come on. Dave. Carcat. Dave. Carcat. Dave. Carcat. Carcat. What? Carcat. What the fuck do you want, Dave? Dave. I want you, dude. Carcat. Carcat. You can keep saying that too. Dave. Try and stop me. Dave. Carcat. Carcat. Yeah? Dave. When did you like... Dave. Start wanting to do this? Carcat. Carcat. I don't know, really. Carcat. It just sort of happened. Carcat. You're so fucking frustrating sometimes, but I knew I didn't really hate you. Carcat. The reason you kept getting under my skin became sort of obvious after a while. Dave. It's the tight pants, isn't it? Carcat. Carcat. Yes, Dave. I have a fetish for skinny humans who dress like complete tools. Carcat. It has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that you put up with my shit and make me feel like a half-decent person for a change, all while making me laugh so hard I almost pee my practical grey pants. Carcat. I was inexorably drawn to you by the awesome gravitational pull of your non-existent ass. Dave. I knew it. Dave. With great glutes comes great responsibility. Dave. Dave. You think we'll be okay? Dave. I don't want to fuck this up. Dave. You know. Dave. Usual Strider style. Dave. A.K.A. pouring out never-ending torrents of inappropriate babbling about how fucking gay it is that I want to smooch your face off. Carcat. We'll be fine. Carcat. After all, I've finally found a way to make you stop talking. Carcat. It turns out I do have a function in this stupid game. Carcat. Protecting everyone else from drowning in your endless word vomit. Dave. Carcat Vantus, silencer of dorks. Dave. Cool. Dave. Feel free to spam the shutting Dave up combo, by the way. Carcat. Don't worry, I will. Carcat. I'm looking forward to some peace and quiet. The end. Thanks for listening. You can find the post for this podfic on AO3, where I'm called Brickgrass. And there you can leave feedback for me or the author if you want.